I'm about to tell you a fish story, three really, using the troubled waters of fishing tournaments to explain a bit about three areas of law and the various fish types that factor into the telling. Larceny, bass, fraud, bream and crappie, and breach of contract, muskie. The first contest in the state of Florida. The prize won for catching the biggest bass. The facts: men catch large bass in an unrelated lake in the days before the contest. They keep the bass in a cooler. Then the morning of the contest, move the fish to the contest lake and catch, in quotes, the fish again. They, of course, win the contest. The legal concept, larceny, taking possession of money through trickery with the intent to keep the money. The court decides that, yes, the criminal larceny conviction stands. They use the pre-caught fish to win the contest and sail away with the cash. The court rejects the argument that, heck, it was just cheating connected with a sporting event, so who cares? It's time for society to reject any cheating scheme, the court writes. Fishing Contest 2, several years later. Less of a scheme and more like an act of kindness for those unaccustomed to intense fishing contest competition. The state, Georgia, the prize won for the heaviest lot of 50 panfish, those fish that fit into a pan. The facts: contest representatives weigh plaintiff's 50 fish. He moves into first place. But then another contestant, three more fish on his boat than is allowed, tries one combination of 50 fish, all crappies. That isn't enough to unseat the leader, and so contest officials allow the contender to substitute bream for three of the crappie. That fish mix is enough, and he gets first prize. The plaintiff, likely feeling pretty crappy, sued both the contender and the contest representatives for fraud, shown when the defendant makes false representations to deceive the plaintiff and the plaintiff loses something by relying on those representations. Here, that contestants would catch and use only 50 fish. The court noted that fraud sometimes has a certain subtlety and, given that, found enough evidence to prove deceit at least, The plaintiff, likely feeling pretty crappy, sued both the contender and the contest representatives for fraud, shown when the defendant makes false representations to deceive the plaintiff and the plaintiff loses something by relying on those representations. Here, the contestants would catch and use only 50 fish. The court noted that fraud sometimes has a certain subtlety and, given that, found enough evidence to prove deceit at least, sending the case back for a new jury instruction, however. And finally, the third in the surf and turf wars, a tournament in Wisconsin for muskie, in which the plaintiffs caught the biggest muskie. But contest reps, smelling something fishy, insisted that the victors take a polygraph, which the victors failed. So first prize went to someone else, and the victors sued for breach of contract. They performed as requested, fulfilling the contract requirements, and they argued the defendants breached the contract by awarding prize money to someone else. The appellate court agreed with the jury. It was a contract breach, because the jury heard all about the lie detector results and found for the plaintiffs anyway. Three fish stories, three plus types of fish, three separate legal concepts, all providing three different looks at the scales of justice. I'm Amy Guida.